As Laura Fitzgerald reports, a new measure introduced yesterday would make it easier for the city to create a public utility option for San Francisco residents.
The bill by Democratic Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco aims to make it easier for cities to start a publicly owned utility. He says San Franciscans need a better option, especially in light of steep rate hikes and blackouts.
For decades, San Francisco has been trying to get out of this toxic relationship.
Wiener introduced a bill to make PG&E a public entity about 5 years ago, but that proposal didn't go anywhere. Now he says he's trying a different approach, one that chips away at the California Public Utilities Commission's power in overseeing how cities can create a public option. Jamie Court with Consumer Watchdog says having a public utility would increase accountability and that the CPUC has unjustly blocked local governments from cutting ties with PG&E.
When we have PG&E's rates being among the highest in the nation, there's every reason for a municipality like San Francisco wanting to take over those assets, and they should have a right to do that as long as they pay a fair price.
In a statement, PG&E said, quote, government takeovers of part of our grid would not make customer energy bills less expensive. The company also says San Francisco has underpriced the cost of its electric grid. Other cities have tried breaking away from PG&E, including San Jose, Manteca, and Rockland. Laura Fitzgerald.